Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And happy fall season to you, because right now in Ohio, it is like the epitome of perfection. We get like 1 to 2 days, I feel like, a fall. No, I'm just kidding. Usually, obviously, we have a fall season, but there are just a few days that are just spectacular where you're like, can't they all just be like this? And of course, that sounds wonderful in theory, but if they were all like that, it wouldn't feel as wonderful. I always think about this vacation that I took for, I think, one of the first times I was ever in California. I was maybe barely 21. I was 22, 23, something like that. And I was there with my best friend from childhood. And we were in San Diego and we were walking around and it was just like beautiful weather. Oh my gosh. You know, if you've been to California, especially like San Diego area, it's beautiful there all of the time. It's not humid. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's beautiful. And I remember we were walking the streets and a older couple was walking past us and we struck up a conversation with them. I think we were telling them, oh, it's our first time in here in California. It's so beautiful. And one of them said something like, I'm so sorry for the weather. It's usually better than this. And I was like, what? Like, it gets better than this? Like, kind of looked at them like confused. And they were like, yeah, you know, it's usually a little bit warmer. And, you know, I don't even remember what they were saying. But like, in my opinion, the weather couldn't have been better. But like, for these people who lived there and were used to this type of beauty and perfection all the time, it just wasn't really that big of a deal. So I always think about that when my brain wants to go towards like, oh, I wish our weather looked like this always. Or, you know, like if any circumstance was perfect always, I go to that like scenario in my mind where I'm like, you know what, then you wouldn't appreciate it. So I thank that couple in my mind often for just that example of why we need the not so great days every once in a while. But here's what I want to talk with you about today. Not the weather, even though it is lovely today. I want to talk with you about personal agency, personal responsibility, personal ownership, and why those are characteristics and traits that all of my clients have. And I can say that because if you are someone that comes into my world to work with me in any capacity, even if you just listen to the podcast, and that's not a trait that you align with, you're not going to enjoy the work that I do. Because my goal is to help people see how much healthy control they actually have in their life. And so if you're someone that doesn't feel comfortable taking personal responsibility or, you know, having that like personal agency in their own life, or maybe it's not just a comfort thing, you just don't believe that things are in your control. You're someone that feels like life is just always happening to you and you're just reacting to the things that are happening to you and around you. Like I said, you won't like this type of work. You won't vibe with what I am saying, because I have the opposite belief and the opposite practice in my life, which is to constantly reveal to myself, to my clients, to my child, that we are in control of how we experience our life based on what we are doing within ourselves. And I think so often we get very distracted by trying to solve for our lives on a lower, let's call it like a surface level or a lower level problem solving way. I'll just say it that way. And when we do it that way, we're just kind of looking at like all the different fires that pop up in our daily life to just like put out one after another, which is fine, right? We can definitely do that. We can look at, you know, why I was late today and try not to be late tomorrow. Or we could look at why I was in an argument or how do I handle with this argument I had with my sister and like figure out how to solve that disagreement. We can look at these problems just one at a time and solve the fires one at a time. And I know a lot of coaches and mentors who operate like that, right? Whether they're doing coaching in a life way or they're doing it in a business way, they just work off of, here's a system to fix this one specific problem. Here's a formula to make sure that this doesn't happen again or to solve for that problem. And I think that does such a disservice to people because it keeps them coming back like, okay, now how do I solve for this problem? How do I solve for this problem? It just keeps us coming back to the fire, the fire, the fire. And the way that I like to think about it is like, instead of always just like going to put out the fire, why aren't we looking for the match, right? Why aren't we looking for the match that starts all of these fires? Because I truly believe, and sometimes there's a handful of these, but we have like a certain like 1 to 3 things that kind of starts, 1 to 3 matches, if you will, that starts all of our fires. And something that I would invite you to do today is to just like scan the last month even. Sometimes I like to do this in a matter of like 6 months, depending on what the last month has looked like. But take a period, a chunk of your life, let's say 1 month, let's say 6 months, you choose. And I want you to think about all of the problems that you had that were like noteworthy, something that caused you a lot of distress, something that was big enough to be sticking out in your mind right now. And I want you just to think about it and not on a surface level, a lower level problem solving way, but I want you to think about those, let's say 5 or 6, maybe more problems that came up. And I want you to think about what they have in common, right? Now, it might be easy to say, well, the thing that they had in common were people are ridiculous or people don't do what I want them to do. But like, even within that, we find the theme of what they have in common, which is something within us, right? I feel a certain way when people disrespect me, or when things don't go my way, or I notice that I try to get out of situations a lot, or I try to avoid things. And sometimes we have to work a little bit harder to actually see the pattern in what we're doing, because our patterns can be really tricky and they try to hide themselves and like, no, it was this person's fault, or it was this scenario. And, you know, none of that had anything to do with me. But if we really look deep and look high, look at the high level like problem that there was and look deep within that, we will find that the problems that continue to come up are within us, right? So what I'm inviting you to do today, and the beautiful work that like I do with my clients, is let's find the match, right? All day long, we could put out the fires and that'll work for today. But we're going to have another fire of some variation again next Tuesday, right? So how do we find the match? How do we find the match that's starting these fires and do the work on ripping that match head off, right? So that we know how to make sure it doesn't keep igniting these fires for us. And one of the best ways that you can do that is just by continuing to create more awareness around what's happening when these fires come up, right? What's happening within you? How do you feel? What are you trying to avoid when these problems come up? Or how are you trying to fix them and why are you trying to fix them in that way? There's so many questions, and this is the beauty of like deep work coaching, so many questions and so many different like avenues that we can go down when we're trying to find the match and trying to look for like what the bigger problem is. But again, you can do this on your own. Just for looking for these patterns and then asking yourself simple questions that come from within you. What was going on with me in these moments? Not what was going on with this problem, not why, you know, was this a problem like that day, but deeper than that. Okay. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. This is something that I am constantly trying to work on with myself because I, just like you, am a human. And it's very easy to get stuck in the, what I call like the ones and the twos of life, trying to solve problems for just like that specific problem for the day and just getting stuck at in the two step, the low level kind of like, let's figure this out and move on. And I'll be happy when this is over until it comes up again next week, right? So we're all constantly doing this. But the more that we can practice pulling ourselves to the higher level problem, finding the match, the easier it's going to be to navigate your life, because you're not just jumping from circumstance to circumstance, trying to solve and figure out each like fire there. You have become the person and continuing to become the person that can manage any circumstance and maybe even sometimes prevent it depending on what it is. So that is the work for you to do today, my friends. In the upcoming group experience that we're going to have together, you will get the beautiful foundation and coaching experience that goes with the foundation in what we're going to be calling Mastering Your Mind, the group experience. So stay tuned. If you are not already on the email list, it is in the link in the bio. But if you're someone that has been listening along for a while and have wanted to do work together, but just you're not ready for the one-on-one work, or it's just not the right fit or not your jam or whatever it may be, this is going to be the perfect opportunity for you. I'm doing this in a way that I've never done it before. I want this to be accessible, affordable, available to anyone, right? From the person who's on the streets to the person who's running a seven-figure business. This is for everyone, and I'm going to make sure of it. So follow along with me. Stay up to date on that. And that's all I have for you today, my friends. As I always say, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.